In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, friend. It's good to have you along on this Tuesday for our episode of Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and I hope you and your family and your loved ones are doing well. And since I'm recording this on a pretty smoky day, I hope you are hanging in there and still breathing, and that you are even finding some moments of joy and delight in the midst of some of the challenges and difficulties of this season, and hope that you're finding some semblance of stability and real centeredness from engaging with us in this practice of reflection. And my prayer for you, for us, is that this will be a time that becomes good company for you, especially as it is hopefully becoming part of your routine. And I don't know where you're listening right now, but whether you're sitting or walking, however you best quiet your heart and reflect, I just want to invite you to take a minute right now to quiet your heart and your mind and prepare yourself for what the Lord has for you right now. So take a couple of deep breaths. Tell Jesus that you are here to listen. And know that He is here too with you. And as is our practice, let's take a holy minute of silence right now before we read our scripture passage for today. Let's begin. The scripture I've chosen for today from our lectionary, our Bible reading plan, is Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5, and I'll be reading from the Passion Translation. Listen as I read. I waited and waited and waited some more, patiently, knowing God would come through for me. Then at last He bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger, from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into. Now He's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along His ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how He breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see His miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and fall in love with Him. Blessing after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord, our God, no one can compare with You. Such wonderful works and miracles are all found with You, and You think of us all the time with Your countless expressions of love. far exceeding our expectations. Well, maybe you've heard it said before, or something like this: smooth waters mean smooth sailing, but rough waters sure don't. And I say this because the rough waters in our lives are what test what we're really made of and who's in charge of our boat. Like the times we're in right now, with layers upon layers of unknown things and challenges. And it's just so normal to wonder if our faith will hold through all this. It's normal to wonder, will God come through on his promises? And, you know, part of our ability to answer some of these questions honestly rest on what we've experienced of God in the past. A new Christian has the advantage of a fresh faith, if you will. And a more mature or maturing Christian has the advantage of an enduring faith. And what God has been to us in the past is a real promise of what he'll be to us in the future and more. Psalm 40, friends, is all about David remembering and reflecting on what God has done in the past. And with that in mind, he says that he's waiting on the Lord, waiting and waiting. And it is not easy to wait. It's not easy to wait in line at the DMV or the grocery store. But the meaning of waiting on the Lord is not about standing around, looking at your watch, sighing, and tapping your foot, thinking, hurry up already. But waiting, the biblical definition of it, means to bind together with him. And it paints this picture of us having a proactive stance of continually drawing close to God. And it makes me wonder, is that the kind of waiting that I'm doing? David is waiting on God, and while he is doing that, he's actively remembering what God has done for him in the past. He's protected him. He's steadied him. And this creates within him a new song so that he's able to stand in awe of him and fall in love with him all over again. And God has lifted him above his circumstances to praise, to seeing how totally incomparable his God really is. And that is the only and the best way to wait. As we move now into our time of reflection, let me invite you to take a couple more quiet moments. Breathe another deep breath or two, and remember that God is here with you. And allow me to ask you a few questions to reflect on. What are you waiting on God for right now? What are you waiting on him for? Are you getting impatient? Or are you taking a proactive stance of continually drawing close to him? Is that the kind of waiting you're doing? Is that the kind of waiting you want to do? Ask the Lord to help you bind yourself together with him as you do. And then, when is honestly the last time that you took time to intentionally remind yourself of what the Lord has done for you. What desolate pit or muddy mess, little mess or big mess, has He delivered you from? Would you take a moment and identify that and thank Him for how He has delivered you? And lastly, when is the last time you have actually told someone specifically what God has done for you? When is the last time you have bragged on Him to others? Who can you tell what God has done for you? Think about that and reflect on that before the Lord. And as we close today, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, you are worth waiting for. You are worth binding ourselves together with. Only you. And you are our only deliverer. And we pray with the psalmist David today. O Lord our God, no one compares with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are all found with you, and you think of us all the time. That is mind-boggling. Thank you for that. Thank you for your countless expressions of love that far exceed our expectations. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.